USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A new federal report says U.S. life expectancy took a sharp decline during the pandemic. Researchers with the National Center for Health Statistics say the average life expectancy of Americans plunged in 2020 and in 2021 from 79 years to 76. The report says it's the sharpest two-year decline in the U.S. in nearly 100 years. It says the biggest drop in life expectancy was among Native Americans and Alaska Natives, whose average lifespans were cut short by 4 years during the pandemic. International aid agencies struggling to help hundreds of thousands of people displaced by deadly floods in Pakistan have asked for the loosening of restrictions on imports of food from Pakistan's old rival, India. Unusually heavy monsoon rains have triggered floods that have submerged a third of Pakistan and killed more than 1,100 people, including 380 children. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Former President Donald Trump and his advisors repeatedly failed to turn over highly classified government documents, even after receiving a subpoena and pledging that a diligent search had been conducted, leading to an FBI raid of his Mar-a-Lago home that found more than 100 additional classified items, according to a blistering court filing by federal prosecutors. When agents conducted their court-ordered search on August 8th, they found material so sensitive that even the FBI counterintelligence personnel and DOJ attorneys conducting the review required additional government clearances before they were permitted to review certain documents. The Food and Drug Administration Wednesday authorized updated COVID boosters from both Pfizer and Moderna. Both shots target the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, which make up virtually all new cases in the U.S. Pfizer's new booster is approved for anyone 12 years old and older, and Moderna's to anyone 18 and up, both at least 2 months after the person's last COVID shot. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump on Wednesday responded to the Justice Department in the dispute over Trump's request for a special master to review materials the FBI seized at his Mar-a-Lago estate. In it, his lawyers make the basis for an argument against illegal search and seizure. In the DOJ's filing Tuesday night, it provided a sworn written statement from a Trump attorney earlier in the summer that all of the documents the government had been seeking had been returned. Former federal prosecutor Ken Navaday says going into Thursday's hearing, the DOJ has a pretty strong argument. The president had his facts wrong.
President Biden, during a political campaign speech in Pennsylvania Tuesday, gave his followers some misinformation.
Did you realize the bullet out of an AR-15 travels 5 times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun?
A June study by Field & Stream looked at the fastest cartridges, and AR-15 rounds did not make their list. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
John Eastman has appeared before the Fulton County Grand Jury investigating former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn 2020 election in Georgia, according to a statement released Wednesday by his attorneys. Eastman was advised to assert attorney-client privilege and the constitutional right to remain silent where appropriate, the statement says. Out of respect for grand jury secrecy, we will not disclose the substance of the questions or testimony. We wish to thank the grand jurors for their support, it adds. This is USA Radio News.